From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. American exports from cereal to software could get slammed with new import duties in Europe. Yesterday, the World Trade Organization gave the European Union permission to add import taxes worth a total of $4 billion on a wide range of U.S. products. It's the highest level of retaliation allowed in the history of the WTO. But the EU is holding off on imposing the fees, at least for a while. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Permission from the WTO for Europe to slap tariffs on U.S. products takes a decades-old trade dispute a big step closer to an actual end. Arantxa Gonzalez, spokesperson for EU Trade Commissioner Pascal Lamy, says for 30 years, U.S. law has given exporting companies tax breaks that amount to illegal subsidies.
When Microsoft or when Boeing export their planes or IT material outside the United States, they get a tax break on those exports, and this is tantamount to reducing the export price for those products, and therefore they can compete on better conditions in international markets.
That's not fair to Europe, she says, or anyone else selling on the global market. So to even things out, the WTO authorized the EU to impose tariffs worth $4 billion on a wide range of U.S. goods. Lots of little bits that add up, says Bill Antolis, director of the Trade and Poverty Forum at the German Marshall Fund of the United States.
The EU in this case has listed 95 categories of U.S. products which it could impose additional duties. You add together bottles of wine, boxes of Microsoft software, and Caterpillar trucks. Suddenly you go from $1 on a bottle of wine to suddenly $4 billion of revenue that they would then collect on U.S. products imported.
$4 billion, that's a year, sounds like a lot. But consider this. About $1 billion worth of goods are sold between the U.S. and Europe every day. Still, trade experts say this is big.
This would be by far the biggest sum in terms of retaliation that's come to the WTO to date.
Still, says Razin Sally, a senior lecturer at the London School of Economics, Europe might not actually impose the duties. He says that's partly because it could trigger a host of tit-for-tat tariffs that would hurt trade on all sides.
In addition to the concrete business damage it would do, it would certainly poison the political atmosphere and probably trigger a whole host of other cases.
Europe says if the U.S. Congress changes the tax breaks by the end of this year, it won't impose the $4 billion worth of tariffs. Bigger trade issues are at stake. The current round of global talks aimed at liberalizing trade are at an impasse, says Antolis of the German Marshall Fund, in large part because of French desires to keep agricultural subsidies.
The negotiators have reached the limit on what they can do by themselves, and essentially political leaders, the President of the United States, President of France, are going to have to make some tough choices and come together.
Post-Iraq, that could be a big challenge. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.